This is Sally Gilbert, Market President with Arvest Bank. We are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the fourth year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our branches or visit arvest.com/switch to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.
It'll be Paragould's basketball to start this final quarter as Mountain Home leads 39-25. Nathan Lear will turn the inbound pass on the near sideline. Gets into the backcourt to Hunter Wilmus, and we are underway. He'll throw it back to Nathan Lear, who'll cross the timeline with it. Ball goes over to Wilmus on the right side, up top to Starling. Back over to Lear now. Now Doak has it. Mountain Home in a man-to-man defense once again. Over on the right side to Wilmus. And now a foul's going to be called. And I believe a one-on-one's coming up for Paragould. .739 left to play in this game. That foul is on Colton Peters. That's his first personal foul. Team foul number 7 against the Bombers. So it is a 1-1 for Hunter Wilmus. This will be his first trip to the free throw line tonight. First shot is up and in, so he does earn the bonus. One more free throw for Wilmus. His second shot is up. Good, he gets both. He now has 8 points. 39-27, Mounts Home leading it. We are almost 30 seconds into this final period. Ball goes over to Benton on the right side. He's going to go down into lane, and he's going to be fouled from behind. And the two shots coming up for Talon Benton. Oh, they're going to call an offensive foul on Talon Benton. Oh, my goodness. That is his third personal foul, team foul number 8 against Mountain Home, and the 14th turnover against the Bombers. Paragould with the ball, Mountain Home leading by a dozen. Doak has it up the top. Finds Lear in the paint, now kicks out to Williams in the left corner. His three-pointer good, and Mountain Home's lead is back to single digits. And now Mountain Home is going to take a timeout. Williams with 8 points. We'll break with 7:07 left to play in the game. It is Mountain Home leading Paragould 39-30. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Since 1983, Knox Orthopedics has offered continuity of care from consultation and testing through surgery, therapy, and follow-up. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in state-of-the-art evaluation and treatment of bone and joint disease, including arthroscopic surgery. The clinic features a complete radiology unit with MRI, an outpatient surgery site, and in-house therapy providing convenience and cost-effectiveness. Physician referral is not required. Call 424-3400 or visit knoxorthopedics.com to start on your road to recovery.
As we embark on the adventure of a new year, start off in the right direction by resolving to review your investment and retirement plans. The investment and wealth management team at Integrity First Bank specializes in personal financial planning, investments, estate and trust administration, as well as small business succession planning. We can take care of you and your family with more trust and integrity. Call us today at 425-1801 to schedule a complimentary portfolio review or no obligation consult with an experienced member of our team. Happy New Year from Integrity First Bank. Investment products are not FDIC insured. Without guarantee.
Well, Mountain Home will have the ball coming out of the timeout, but Paragould's lead down has cut the margin to single digits. The Bombers leading 39-30 with 7:07 left to play in the game, and that was part of the reason that Josh Fulcher called that timeout. He's seen enough. So here we're back underway. Gilbert into the front court for the Bombers. Throws over to Jones on the right side, up top to Bashirs. Over to Gilbert on the left. Gilbert's going to go towards the lane, pull up for the jumper, rolls around, will not go, and the rebound is controlled by the Rams. Looked good for a moment, but just couldn't get the ball. Wilmus in the front court, throwing it to Lear on the right side. His pass to Wilmus was knocked away and stolen by Bashir, but now they come up with a steal of their own. Teams exchanging turnovers. Here is Lear with it on the right side. Up top to Starling. And now whistle away from the ball. They're going to get Luke Cruz, I believe. And that is his fourth personal foul, a 1-1 coming up. That is the 19th foul against Mountain Home. 6:28 left to play in the game. It will be Cole Doak at the free throw line, where so far he is 2 of 4 with 11 points. This will be the last one and one for the Rams. The next one will put next foul will put them in the double bonus. I take that back. It's not going to be Doke shooting the free throw. It's going to be Marcellus Williams. Okay, so the first free throw for Williams rolls around, will not go. He misses the front end, and Jones gets the rebound. And a foul is going to be called, an over the back foul on Perry Gould on the rebound. Carter Starling picks up his fourth personal foul, team foul number two against the Rams here in the second. 39-30 Mountain Home lead, less than 6.5 minutes left to play. Gilbert across the timeline. Drills toward the right side, gives it there to Benton. Benton drills up to the top, gives it to Cruz on the left. Cruz now gives it to Gilbert. He loses the handle of the ball, but Benton's able to secure it. Now a pass over to Cruz on the right side. Now Cruz is going to be fouled. That's going to be on Marcellus Williams, his first personal foul, team foul number three against Perry Gould. 6:06 left as Mountain Home will inbound on the far sideline, right in front of their own bench. A 9-point Bomber lead. Inbound pass goes, they try to get to Hunter Bashirs. He couldn't handle it, goes out of bounds. Another turnover against Mountain Home, and Perry Gould gets it back with 6:04 left to play. Colton Peters going to check in the game for the Bombers as Hunter Bashirs will take a seat. Perry Gould with the ball, trailing by 9. Here is Lear into the front court, throws it to Wilmus on the right side, up top to Starling. Over on the right, goes to Lear. Now up top to Williams. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound controlled by Peters. And back comes Mountain Home. Gilbert into the front court. Throws over to Peters on the left side. Up top to Jones. Now Cruz has it. Over to Gilbert on the right. Up top now to Benton. Finds Jones on the low block, and he's going to be called for the offensive foul. Jones picks up his fourth personal foul. That is the 10th team foul. So that does put Perry Gould in the double bonus, but you don't shoot free throws on charges. It's also the 17th turnover against the Bombers. Perry Gould with 15 in this game. 5:20 left to play in the game. It is Mountain Home leading 39-30. Lear into the front court for the Rams. Throwing it to Wilmus. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Misses everything, and the ball goes out of bounds. Mountain Home will get it back with 5:12 left. Gilbert will take the inbound pass from Cruz and walk the ball into the front court. Man-to-man defense for Perry Gould. Gilbert drills to the right side. Throws it up top to Peters. Peters gives it to Benton on the left. Now he'll dribble up to the top. Gives it to Cruz on the right. Up top to Benton. And now an offensive foul away from the ball, and Jones is done. That's his fifth foul. Matt Jones is going to have to take a seat with 4 points in this game. And so he'll come out of the game being replaced by Hunter Bashirs. And now, well, I'm not sure what happened there. Anyways, 4:52 left to play in the game. It is Mountain Home leading 39-30. Perry Gould with the ball back. That's the 18th turnover against Mountain Home as well. So Jones going to have to watch the rest of this game from the bench. Ball goes over to Wilmus on the right side. His pass knocked away and stolen by Wyatt Gilbert. He's in the front court now. 4:35 left. Mountain Home with the ball up by 9. He dribbles to the right, to the left wing, excuse me. Now he's going down towards the lane, going up. I'm sorry, giving it to Peters, who goes up for the layup. Goes off the glass and in. And now Mountain Home's going to take a timeout as Colton Peters now has 9 points. We'll break. 4:22 left to play in the game. Mountain Home leading Perry Gould 41-30. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Well, Mount Salem taking the timeout immediately after Colton Peters hit that layup to go back to increase their lead back to double digits. 4:22 left to play in the game. It is the Bombers up 41-30. Lear will walk the ball into the front court for the Rams. Throws over to Wilmus on the right side, up top to Starling. Back over to Lear. Now up top to Williams. Williams dribbles over to the left wing. Now gives it there to Starling. Up top to Wilmus. Less than 4 minutes left to play. Wilmus dribbles inside the perimeter. Now kick goes back up to Starling on the left side, up top to Williams. Williams throws over to Wilmus on the left wing. And he's going to pull up for the long three-pointer. No good. The rebound controlled by Talon Benton. And back comes Mountain Home. 3:40 left to play in the game. Mountain Home with the ball up by 11. Gilbert with the ball on the left wing. Now he's dribbling down to the lane. Now he's going to be fouled well before his layup attempt. With 3:33 left to play in the game. That foul is on Marcellus Williams. That's his second personal foul. Team foul number 4 against the Rams here in the second half. It will be Benton inbounding the ball on the baseline. Gets into Cruz, who immediately puts up the jumper. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Lear. Back come the Rams. Less than 3.5 minutes left to play in the game. Now throw them up 41-30. Lear has it up at the top. Gives it to Williams. Now Williams dribbles near the top, goes up between the circles, throws over on the right side to Doak. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. Cole Doak with 14 points. 41-33, Mountain Home's lead cut back to single digits with less than 3 minutes left to play. Here's Benton with the ball on the right wing. Takes a screen from Cruz, throws up top to Bashirs, over to Peters on the left. Now Peters going into the lane, going up for the layup, and are they going to get an offensive foul? Yes, they are. Colton Peters picks up his second personal foul. That's the 19th turnover against Mountain Home. 2:40 left to play in the game. It is Perigold with the ball. Mountain Home leads 41-33. Wilmus will walk the ball into the front court for the Rams. Throws over to Lear on the right side, up top to Williams. Finds Doak on the right wing. Doak's going into the lane, and he's going to be tripped up. Two shots coming up for Cole Doak. That is on Hunter Bashirs. That's his second personal foul. Again, Perigold already in the double bonus. So it will be Cole Doak at the free throw line, where so far he's 2 of 4 with 14 points. First shot for Doak is up. Good. He gets his next free throw. We'll be back to a two-possession game. Second shot is up, and he gets both. 16 points for Cole Doak. 41-35. Mountain Home's lead cut to 6 all of a sudden. It's going to be called on Nathan Lear as he grabbed Hunter Bashir's jersey. That is Lear's first personal foul. That is the last foul Perigold had to give. The next one will put Mountain Home in the bonus. 1:35 left to play in the game. Inbound pass goes to Benton, and he's going to be fouled from behind, and a 1-1's coming up for Talon Benton. That is Nathan Lear's second personal foul, team foul number 7 against the Rams. So Talon Benton will be at the free throw line for the first time tonight to shoot the 1-1. He has 8 points so far this evening. He gets this first free throw, he'll not only will he get earn the bonus, but it'll be back to a three-possession game again. Benton's first free throw is up. No good. He misses the front end. The rebound's controlled by Doak. He gets it to Williams across the timeline with it. Williams has it. Now gives it back to Doak. Up top to Williams. Less than a minute and a half left. Williams going into the lane, going up for the layup, off the glass and in. And Perigold's going to call timeout. Marcellus Williams now with 10 points. And we'll break with 1:21 left to play in the game. Mountain Home leading Perigold 41-37. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop The Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, The Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Arvest Bank is proud to have been voted Best Bank by the readers of the Baxter Bulletin for the fourth year in a row. We're passionate about helping Baxter and Marion County residents find financial solutions for life. Stop by a branch or visit arvest.com/switch to experience the customer service and respect that you and your family deserve.
Equal Housing Lender.
Mountain Home started off with a 14-point lead at the beginning of this quarter, but they've been outscored 12-2 by Perigold here in this final period. It is 41-37, Bombers leading it. Gilbert gets the ball into the front court, and he's fouled from behind, and so he'll go to the line for the one-on-one opportunity. Nathan Lear, I believe, picks up his third personal foul, team foul number 8 against the Rams. 1:13 left to play in the game. Carter Sterling will check back into the game for the Rams as he replaces Preston Glenn. So Wyatt Gilbert at the free throw line. So far he is 2-for-2 with 13 points. First shot for Gilbert, good. So he does earn the bonus. One more free throw for Wyatt Gilbert. Gilbert's second shot is up, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Marcellus Williams. 42-37, Bombers leading it. Little Remint left to play. Ball's with Williams on the left side. Up top to Lear. Over to Wilmus on the right. Back to Lear. Lear's going into the lane, going up for the layup. It goes, rolls around, will not go. Ball goes out of bounds. It was last touch by Luke Cruz. Oh, man, that's tough. And so Perigold will keep possession with 54.5 seconds left. 5-point Bomber lead. It is Lear going to trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. And goes into Wilmus there in the left corner. He's going into the lane for the layup. No good, but draws contact. And he'll head to the free throw line with 51.5 seconds left. Colton Peters picks up his third personal foul. So Hunter Wilmus at the free throw line, where so far he is 2-of-2 with 8 points. First shot is up. No good. Rolls around. Preston Glenn is going to check back into the game, replacing Carter Starling. Again, Starling with 4 fouls, so they want to make sure he doesn't get his 5th. Second shot for Wilmus. Rolls around. Will not go. He misses both, and the rebound is controlled by Talon Benton. He gets it to Gilbert, who throws to Peters. Finds Bashir's in the front court. Down to Cruz. Now Bashir's has it. He's going to dribble out to try and milk as much clock as he can. Now Benton has it. He's going to be fouled. This will be the last 1-and-1 for Mountain Home. That's the 9th team foul against the Rams with 37.6 seconds left. And that foul is called on Hunter Williams. That's his first personal foul. Carter Starling checking back into the game for Perigold, replacing Preston Glenn. So 1-and-1 for Talon Benton. He is so far 0-of-1 from the free throw line with 8 points. First shot here is good. So he does earn the bonus. And he can make it a 3-possession game once again with this next free throw. Second shot is up. No good. Gets 1-of-2. And the rebound is controlled by Lear. 35 seconds left. Here is Wilmus with the ball on the right wing. He drills into the to the corner. And he's going to be fouled by Colton Peters. That is Peters' 4th personal foul. And two shots coming up for Hunter Wilmus. Wilmus 2-of-4 from the free throw line with 8 points. 30.8 seconds left as Wilmus' first free throw is up and in. Carter Starling going to check back out of the game, being replaced by Preston Glenn for Perigold. The second shot for Wilmus is up good. He gets both. He's now double figures at 10 points. Talon Benton looks somewhere to inbound it to. He gets it into Cruz. Cruz will get it into the front court. And now Mountain Home is going to take a timeout. We'll break with exactly 26 seconds left on the clock. Mountain Home leading Paragould 43-39. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
People often say, have a good day, but if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Mountain Home inbound the ball on the far sideline, right between the scorer's table and the Bomber bench. With 26 seconds left, the Bombers lead 43-39. Bashirs will trigger the inbound pass, trying to figure out where to go with it. And now they're going to have to call another timeout to avoid the five-second count. So we'll break again with 26 seconds left. Mountain Home leading Paragould 43-39. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
As we embark on the adventure of a new year, start off in the right direction by resolving to review your investment and retirement plans. The investment and wealth management team at Integrity First Bank specializes in personal financial planning, investments, estate and trust administration, as well as small business succession planning. We can take care of you and your family with more trust and integrity. Call us today at 425-1801 to schedule a complimentary portfolio review or no obligation consult with an experienced member of our team. Happy New Year from Integrity First Bank. Investment products are not FDIC insured. Not a guarantee and they lose value.
Well, Mountain Home had to take that timeout to avoid a five-second count. They just couldn't find anywhere to throw it into. They better not to get that in that position again because that was their last timeout. Mountain Paragould still with two full timeouts left, no 30-second timeouts remaining. So we're going to do this again. Bashirs will inbound it on the far sideline. Gets into Benton, and he's going to dribble into to the low block. Now kicks it back out to Gilbert. 21 seconds left. Gilbert's trying to avoid the double team. Now he's going to be fouled from behind, and now he'll go to the line for a two-shot opportunity as Mountain Home is now in the double bonus. 18.1 seconds left as that foul is called on Cole Doak. That's his second personal foul, team foul number 10 against the Rams. So Wyatt Gilbert at the free throw line where he's so far 3 of 4 with 14 points. First shot is up and in. Carter Starling checking back in the game for Paragould as Preston Glenn will take a seat. Gilbert's second shot is up, and he gets both. Here is Lear into the front court. 15 seconds, a 6-point Mountain Home lead. Lear has the ball on the right side, throws it to Doak. He immediately puts out the three-pointer, no good. Offensive rebound for Starling. He puts it back, can't get the foul to go, and this time he's going to be fouled from behind. And with 4.7 seconds left, he is going to go to the free throw line for two shots, but I think that is not going to be enough for Paragould. Mountain Home's going to escape, appears, with their first conference victory of the season. That foul is on Luke Cruz. That is his fifth personal foul, so he's going to foul out of this ball game with 7 points. Cruz will take a seat for the last 4.7 seconds of the game, and he'll be replaced by Baylor Cresilius. So it will be Carter Starling at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He has yet to score this game. Starling's first free throw is up. No good. One more free throw coming for Starling. Starling's second shot is up and good. He gets one of two. 1 point for Starling. Inbound pass will be controlled by Bashir as he gets into Benton, and they're just going to let the clock run out. And Mountain Home is going to get the 5-point victory for their first conference win of the season. So we'll break start the Bombers postgame show in just a moment. Our final score tonight, Mountain Home defeating Paragould 45-40. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.